I'm Kathleen Dunn, and you're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's July. A lot of people are taking vacations because it's summertime, and this is the time that many of us take trips here and there. Our guest this hour has taken a lot of trips all over the place, and she's done so with her mother, and she's done so for the last 20 years. Author and travel connoisseur Valerie Grubb is our guest this hour, and she is the author of Planes, Canes, and Automobiles, Connecting with Your Aging Parents Through Travel. She chronicles the ups and downs of intergenerational travel and provides all kinds of information and many stories about how she became closer to her mom as a result of this travel, how to make sure it's stress-free, particularly if your companion is somebody who may have some physical limitations, if you're worried about possible medical emergencies, what you need to plan ahead for, and the whole process of how terrific it is to travel with somebody in your family who you get to know in a whole new way. So if you have traveled with your parents, or if you are a grandparent and you've traveled with your children or your grandchildren, we would love very much to hear from you. We'll talk about hotels. We'll look at destination, how you navigate cities, what you do about public transportation, how far you can safely travel. Is it okay to think about a trip to China? Or how about a 32-hour airplane trip to Australia, which she did with her mom? Isn't it amazing? That's a long trip. We'll welcome phone calls for Valerie. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. The email is talk@wpr.org. Facebook page, The Kathleen Dunn Show. We're on Twitter as well, at K Dunn Show. Hello, Valerie. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, thank you so much. You went all the way to Australia with your mom? I couldn't do that. A 32-hour trip?
It is nothing short of brutal, I can tell you that. And I can tell you, it's brutal whether you're with your mother or whether you're not. Just that length of being in airplanes and airports is just... You really got to be committed if you're going that far.
I'm sure you do. Now, from what I've read about you, you sound like a kind of person who really was not very faithful about taking any vacations.
I really wasn't. Like, you know, you get, I went to college after I graduated high school. In fact, I'm originally from the Midwest. I was born and raised in Indiana. And I went to college and then went and got a job and just was very focused on the job and, oh, I can't take time off. I'm too important.
Right.
Aren't we all in our 20s, right?
Absolutely.
and, you know, there's just so much work and all of that. And I just didn't, that really wasn't a priority for me. And thank goodness one of my supervisors just kind of snapped me out of reality. Brought me back to reality and said that, you know, you don't win points for turning in extra vacation.
Yeah.
And that was in 1994. I booked a trip a month later. That was my first trip I actually took with my mom, and we went to Italy. And I have to admit, I've never turned in any vacation since.
Good for you. And you do say in your blog that your trip to Italy remains one of the best vacations you have ever taken.
It does. It's just, first, Italy is just stunning to begin with, but I guess I learned so much about my mother on that trip that I just couldn't, I felt like I didn't even know her. The stories that I had never bothered to ask or we just never got into. And I have to admit, that really was my love affair with traveling with my mom, because we became so close on that trip. And we've been to 12 countries, and we've probably done a trip every other, at least every year, but like a long-haul trip every other year in this 20 years. But I just, there's something about being on the road. It's kind of us against
right.
the world and
Absolutely.
Us against all the problems. And it's just a natural reaction to kind of talk about, and it just brings up stories in mom and brings up stories in me, and it's just, it really is, there's no amount of phone calls that can kind of make up for what you can learn with somebody
yes.
when you're in an airplane.
Right. And vacations really build those memories, don't they? All families remember vacations. We all remember
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. We're doing a, you know, doing a road trip to my whole extended family. So it's my mother, who will be 85 in a week.
Oh, happy birthday.
Exciting. And my brother, and he has twin 3.5-year-olds. So the six of us, my brother's family and us, we're all traveling to Georgia to visit friends for Thanksgiving. And my brother and I were talking about, we used to do that with my mom and dad, or with our mom and dad, and we stopped in Chattanooga. So we were talking about going to Mammoth Caves and the stuff we did in Chattanooga. And it's just, I mean, that's, you know, 45 years later, it's still with us. 40-plus years later.
So are there many more concerns? Your mom is not, she's probably a very young 85. There's no doubt that she is. But many of us, you know, when we get older, are taking certain kinds of medications, and you're not quite as mobile as you used to be. You have to make a lot of considerations for some medical conditions she may have, or how mobile she is now or not.
Oh, most definitely. And in fact, that actually, Kathleen, was the impetus for starting my blog.
Oh.
2 years ago, well, actually, that trip when we went to Australia, goodness, it's been, well, 2 years ago we took the trip, 3 years ago I was planning for it. Mom had really gotten to the point where she was in a wheelchair and couldn't go beyond about sort of a short city block, and I needed to now factor that in. And I could not. I went online. Where does anybody go to find out information? Googled, and there was nothing out there on it. And I was flabbergasted at that. And I came back from that trip and said, I cannot be the only person in this situation.
Right.
And started my blog. And it's been 2 years. It'll be 2 years in August. And it was just designed to help people, because that is a big concern about. It is different when you're traveling, particularly any sort of long haul. If you've got a parent who's got medical issues, my mom's on 14 pills a day. You know, I need to do that regimen. How to, you know, she's gotten now to the point where she's afraid to travel even short hauls. Like we used to meet like in New York, or we'd meet in like a sort of a connection city and then start the long haul stuff.
Right.
And we just can't do that anymore. Mom is not comfortable going to that airport, even in Indianapolis, where she lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so things do really change. And when you think about traveling with a parent, that's the first thing you should really put on your list, is to really come to know what their medical situation is. Because that's going to dictate a lot of where you go, what you do, how far you go. All of those things, it's going to play a big factor in that.
Yes. I thought it was interesting. It's something that makes sense to think about, but I wouldn't have thought about this, that you had a list. If you would be going to a place like China or a country that had a foreign language, you would make sure that you knew the names of her medicines in that language, what it was, she was being treated for, which makes a whole lot of sense in case you're in need of a refill of a pill or of a pill, right?
Oh, my goodness, absolutely. The medical stuff is the most important. And typically when I go in country, and we've been to China, we've been to Cambodia, Thailand, and these are all in, Mom and I have been to China 6 times.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we've been a bunch. We've been to Cambodia, we've been to Malaysia. I carry both of our medical information in the local language. I get it translated into the local language. And then when we arrive, I also ask, where's the local hospitals? And I have the hotels write that down in the language, in their local language, so that if we have a problem, I can hand them a card and they can get us where we need to go. And it's all of that thinking ahead. Knock wood, I haven't had to use it a couple times, but nothing that has been serious.
Mm-hmm.
And that is always, again, what you really want to pay attention to. Because if you have a problem and they don't speak English, you know, that's what's going to come back and be a challenge.
Yeah.
It's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, so this is a little bit of a gruesome story, but I will tell it because it reminds me of my mom. I was I went to China years ago. My brother was studying Chinese education, and it was when you had to get a special visa, and I got hung up in Hong Kong, and yeah, I didn't know what I was getting into. And the first day I was with him, we went to the zoo, and for some weird reason, he reached over to pet the zebra. Why would you pet a zebra who proceeded to take most of his finger off? And there we are, you know, in the zoo with part of a finger and trying to figure out how to get a hospital. But my mom comes into the story because I had to give a report on the radio about how China was, and I knew mom was listening, and I had to tame the whole thing down like nothing happened. Oh, we had this great day in China.
No big deal.
I know. So our moms,
medical facilities are great.
Absolutely. Which it turned out they were, and very inexpensive, but we do carry our moms with us. That's something that you've been there six times, Valerie.
Yeah.
Whoa, your mom is a trooper.
Oh, she is. We've traveled in this 20 years probably 300,000 plus miles. We've done some long haul stuff.
Yeah.
We love to explore different countries. It's just, you know, it's amazing. People are people. Like it's really amazing to me, particularly when you go to Asian countries, they revere age. So connecting through Newark Airport here, people will run me over with mom in a wheelchair. But not in China and Asia. People are helping me everywhere that I go.
Mm. But
they really revere age. So it makes it that much cozier and funner and easier to travel, to be honest.
But you also have to make sure that places are accessible, right? The hotels.
Yes, most definitely. Hotels are something that, and interestingly, like the great thing about hotels is I typically pick American, sometimes I will pick American franchise hotels. As mom has gotten older, it's been well worth it to pick an American hotel because the American hotels are reliant or have to comply with ADA regulations. So they're going to have accessibility. Mom's going to be able to get into the pool if she can't walk in. All of those things. They're going to have bars if I need a hotel room with grab bars and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that is certainly a great option. But if I want to go with a local chain, I really need to call them and speak with the person who's on site. Because it was like in Australia, when we went there, yes, I spoke spoke to the front desk, absolutely, 100% accessible. The challenge is they don't understand that 100% accessible isn't the fact that you got to lift a wheelchair up one stair.
Uh-huh.
So it's really speaking to that general manager saying, please walk the route to my room.
Yes.
And make sure that there are no steps, because mm-hmm. otherwise I'm going to be coming to you to help me lift the chair to get mom over it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the great thing is I've never had a problem with that. And also it does... We have a tendency to get, I always rent wheelchairs in the destination where I'm going, and there's ways to maneuver around that. But gosh, we went to Cambodia, and I hired two guys who picked mom up and carried the wheelchair and pushed that wheelchair all through Angkor Wat.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Yeah.
They were exhausted, but mom got to see it firsthand and you know, really be right there in the midst of things. And it just made for such a special trip.
It is. You have to realize, and you realize this when you get older, I think, that we travel at different speeds when we're different ages, when we're at different times in our lives. And I would imagine traveling with your mom, you slowed things down a bit. When you're 25 and you're in New York City, you know, you're up all the time, you're dashing from place to place, you're walking miles and miles. When you're 75 years old and you're in Cambodia or wherever you happen to be, you're not taking in as much in a day. And did you have to negotiate that with your mom? Was that okay with you?
I think it really... I learned that really hard in Italy on that first trip, because we ran hard.
Mm-hmm.
At the time mom was 64. So, mm-hmm. and we ran hard on that trip and she really, well, we both kind of really crashed there at the end and things got very, we had a lot of anger at one another, but
yes, I know that'll happen.
Yeah, yeah. But anytime you're tired and you're exhausted, I could get, because there's a flashpoint with anybody. I would say that as the person who's kind of controlling the trip, it's up to me to make sure that nobody comes back and gets exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really in my court to understand if I'm traveling with mom, I will have to slow down. Now, what I do, though, is I do pick locations that have a variety of activities so that if mom needs to rest for a bit, I can park her by a pool. So in Australia, I went diving for the day, and mom hung out poolside, and we both had a wonderful time.
Mm-hmm.
We both had a fantastic time. So as long as there's activities at all different levels, even in China, there's places that if mom just gets exhausted, I'll just make sure that mom has something fun and interesting to do. And it's interesting traveling with an 85-year-old and twin 3-year-olds. Everybody needs a rest break. Everybody needs to slow things down just a little bit. So it kind of works very well. We're actually really at kind of a good stage for everybody right now. And, I just think that rest and sleep is definitely the key to kind of keeping everybody kind of calm and having a great time. But you're right. You do need to navigate that. And I think you need to navigate it with yourself, and you need to kind of come to terms with that before you would ever consider going on a trip with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have to slow down.
Right.
And be comfortable with that and be okay with that. Or have things for your parent to do that they can do on themselves. But by the same token, you're also with your parent. So, you don't want to... The point isn't just to leave and go do everything on your own.
Right.
So I try to do a nice mix of where I can run hard, mom can relax, and then the next day we'll be together, and we'll just take things at a slower pace and see things together. See things like that.
They didn't invent the siesta for nothing, right?
No, they did not, and they were onto something.
Absolutely. Yes, they were. Let's welcome phone calls. Valerie Grubb is our guest, and she is the author of a travel blog. It is Travel with Aging Parents, and soon a book, Planes, Canes, and Automobiles, Connecting with Your Aging Parents Through Travel. We're welcoming phone calls. She is principal of Val Grubb & Associates. She works with companies all over the world as an operations and leadership consultant. She was also VP of Strategic Operations and Initiatives for NBC Universal. And she and her mom have been, can you believe, 6 times to China? Woo! We're welcoming phone calls. You may have done something similar, or you're thinking about doing this and you need advice from Val. We welcome your phone calls. Our number, and we have a couple Facebook messages already. We'll get to those momentarily. The number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. The email is talk@wpr.org. Facebook, The Kathleen Dunn Show, and Twitter @KDunnShow. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. All right, let's go to phone calls for our guest. Marlene is first in Wales. Hi, Marlene.
Hi. I just hadn't really thought about this until I was listening to your show. But what a wonderful thing it's been. I'm not even sure how long it started, that my mom and dad and I, when I first got out of college, would meet. I was in Detroit. They were in Green Bay. We'd meet up in the Upper Peninsula for vacations. And it continued on with my sister and her husband and kids and my brother, and eventually I married and had kids. And my dad, after my dad passed away, my mom was 65, and she traveled with my son and I to France, where I had to go for work and
took
care of him.
Oh, wow.
And she's 88 now. We just had our last vacation with the whole family up in Door County. So it's great, especially including, we've got 3 generations going.
Isn't that wonderful, Marlene?
Oh, you've kind of elaborated on how you get to know the person, but you just see things from a different perspective, and everyone gets so close. Experiencing the joy of vacation. Everybody loves vacation, right?
Exactly. It's like the one time where you're actually calm and hopefully relaxed and all of that, and you really get to know somebody when they're in that kind of relaxed state.
What's interesting, I think, in both of your cases, is that we normally don't think about vacationing once we're grown up with people other than our own family or our friends, that both of you have really embraced traveling with parents who are older than you are. I wonder if you approached that with any trepidation or it was always something that was appealing to you.
Well, my mom in the last couple of years has gotten significantly frailer, and she's talked about wanting to go to South Dakota one more time. And I'm not sure we're going to make it, but, yeah, that would be much more of a stretch at this point in her life. But when you talk about vacationing with people of all different ages, I've seen in my children, they embrace friends of my mom's. They embrace friends of their aunt and uncles. They interact intergenerationally really very well. I don't think it's that normal to be just associated with people of your own age, through history at least.
Yeah, it's a wonderful idea. It's the way things should be. How about you, Val?
I think there's a little bit of that gets forgotten if you kind of just keep it very insular with your own family. Like, you kind of lose that. You lose that opportunity for connection. And life is just too short. I mean, and as you get older, it just gets shorter and shorter. So
right.
I just think that. So when I have to admit, when I first started with traveling with my mom 20 years ago, she was not my first choice to go. You know, it was like I had exhausted all of my friends. You know, as you said, Marlene, I had exhausted all my friends. Nobody could go because I was taking the trip so quickly after I'd made my decision. And at the last minute, I thought, well, why not ask Mom? And I was just so pleasantly surprised to just have had such a wonderful time with her and just got to know so much about her. Like, from then on, now it's not a question of, oh, is she going to come along? It's more about where are we going to go and how are we going to make that happen.
Did she say yes right away or did she hesitate?
No, Mom said yes right away. She's a trap. She's got one backpack. She still has one backpack. Yeah, Knockwood, she's 85 and still out 4 days a week with friends and stuff. So she is, as you said when we started, Kathleen, she's a young 85. At least in attitude. The body's right. not quite so great anymore, but in attitude-wise, and I think that makes a lot of it. That certainly helps.
Yeah, Marlene, thank you so much. Happy travels to you and your family. Charity in Madison, hi. Charity, are you there? Got to turn that radio down. We'll put you on hold and ask you to turn the radio down. Monique in Chicago, hi.
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 I just have to say I'm the last day of a month-long trip with my parents.
Oh.
And, yeah, I'm cleaning out. I have an Airstream, and they have one. So we travel each in our own, which is nice for our own space kind of thing. And I'm cleaning mine now for the end of the trip, and your show came on, and I was shocked because I don't know anybody besides myself who travels with their parents.
Well, it is kind of shocking to see that, isn't it?
70s, and I'm in my 50s. So, and when people hear I do, they kind of really, like, how is that?
Where do you go, Monique?
What you're saying, it sounds, you know, resonates with my experience. It's wonderful hearing it.
Yeah, and where do you go?
Well, we travel around the United States, and so it's I'm a teacher, so I have the summers off, and we usually take about a month. And this year, we stayed kind of close to Chicago and traveled around the state of Michigan.
Oh,
so usually, like out west, that's my my preference is out west, but. Yeah, over the United States, and they travel throughout the year, and so the month is summer month is when they go with me. But it's wonderful to hear your program about this.
Well, I'm so glad you were listening as you were unpacking. It was perfect.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. It's going to be perfect with your guest tomorrow to help you
move.
Your guest tomorrow to figure out how to unpack and declutter. That's going to be perfect timing.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Monique, very much for your call. John from Milwaukee sent this Facebook message, wants to know what cities or trips did your mother, Val, enjoy the most?
Gosh, I would have to say two places my mom absolutely loves and would love to go back. First is Paris. Something about Paris. She just, you know, we went to, I think it was also like we went to Giverny, where, you know, we went and saw where Monet did the water lilies, and just Versailles, and just some amazing places that she had heard of all her life, and just saw some just wonderful, wonderful beauty. And the other place I would say, John, is Alaska. Mom, we did a cruise. Yeah, we did an Alaskan cruise probably 3 years ago. I think it was the year before Australia, and it was fantastic. I mean, just the beauty, and I think it also worked really well because it is a trip that, is, like, there isn't a lot of activity and running around. It is very kind of calm. And just to see the, like, you just see beauty there that you just have never seen. And certainly was just that rugged wilderness, and we did a small plane, biplane through the fjords. It just really was spectacular. As far as a country, Mom loves Thailand. Mom, absolutely. We've been to Thailand probably 4 or 5 times.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, when we go to China, we typically try to do a stopover in Thailand. And that's Mom's favorite place just for the people. The people are so welcoming and so wonderful.
Yes.
It's almost unbelievable. It's almost like it's just unbelievable at how lovely everybody is.
Oh, and what about you? Is your list similar or different?
I got to say, I have to admit, that Alaska trip was pretty doggone special. That trip was pretty special. And I have to admit, I'm more about trying new countries than going back to the same place. So I think if I was going to go back, I would probably say Tahiti. I love that, but it's very beachy, and, you know, the South Pacific is very, you know, very laid back, and you're on an island and all of this. But other than that, I really try to get out and explore new places. You know, like even when we went to China, we would always go to different parts of China.
Right.
We go farther inland. We go check out different cities and all of this. So it's more, I mean, I've been some lovely places, probably nowhere that I wouldn't return to if I had to. But I'm really about sort of seeing new sights and seeing new places.
Charity in Madison, hi.
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 I'm sorry, I lost you earlier. Val, first of all, I just like have to say kudos to your mom, who's 85 years old and in a wheelchair and still willing to go on these international trips. It's just so marvelous and exciting to hear. Really great.
It is. It's wonderful. And that's not everybody's experience with their parents. So I have to admit, I do feel very lucky that Mom has that attitude. I will say that she is, every time I bring up a trip, she always, you know, Mom always says, oh, this could be my last trip. She's very dramatic. And I'm like, Mom, you've been saying that for 10 years. So, but yeah, it's amazing once you kind of take the reins and plan everything, then she's all over it.
Sure. Yeah, wonderful.
Have you traveled with your parents, Charity?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you traveled with your parents?
Well, I haven't traveled with my parents. I've traveled with my mother-in-law, actually, and we've done some, you know, a multi-generational trip, a big family outing to the Bahamas. Actually to celebrate my mother-in-law's 85th birthday our wedding. We got married down there, and my daughter came, my stepdaughter came, and, you know, sisters-in-law. It was wonderful. But my daughter and I are going to be taking a trip to Jalapa, Mexico, in the beginning of December, and looking forward to it. We traveled before, but we haven't traveled. I mean, we traveled quite a bit when she was growing up, but we haven't traveled just the two of us solo together since she's become an adult, right? And so I was just really curious if you could comment on the question of the pacing and also giving each other space, and how you and your mom handled that.
Well, great, great question. I would definitely encourage you to find activities that you can do on your own. Look, I feel like if you're in contact with somebody 24/7 for 7 days in a row or 8 days in a row, there's a good chance that you're going to become a little tired of them and get a little snippy.
Right.
So I always suggest, Mom and I do give one another space. So I'm somebody who gets up very early and gets moving quick. So first thing I do is I go on my own to hunt down a coffee shop to find my local little place that I can go get coffee. And then I'll take a walk. Then I come back and I'll have breakfast with Mom.
She wants eggs, right?
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Does she ever, yeah.
Yes, she does. It's amazing. You cannot start a day without eggs.
Right.
And so what I would certainly say, Charity, is kind of talk about the fact of, you know, I don't mind, you know, you bring up as sort of the adult in the group, and just say, look, if you want to go do things or want to get running or going in the morning, I think it's just having a conversation about that.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I will do on my own is I go to the gym. So, you know, saying to your daughter, if you want to go to the gym or is there something you want to do on your own, that's okay. Sort of giving that permission to do some things on your own, because I think that's going to come back and really, it makes the time that you are together that much more special. And
yeah.
If there's something that your daughter, you know, I would certainly suggest starting with, okay, wherever you're going, what are like the top five things that you want to do? And then
mm-hmm.
compare those lists, see where you intersect and plan on doing those together, and then maybe you do some things on your own, and that works too, and then it just gives you more stuff to come back and talk about.
Right.
Yeah, great advice. Well, happy traveling. Thanks so much for having this show, Kathleen.
Thank you. Happy traveling to you, Charity. Patty in Madison. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen. What my parents did early was establish my sister and I as vacationers. You know, my dad never banked his vacation either, and it was a great thing as a family to learn how to vacation together.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was an awesome traveler. She worked for Northwest Orient, and she was a great traveler. And we had done little trips with her. We had gone to Florida, you know, got to where she had stayed. And I had two boys. And 10 years ago, my husband and I decided, well, his mom had just retired, and she had never traveled anywhere. And she worked hard in a factory in Manitowoc, and my mom was a traveler, and we decided to go to Hawaii.
Oh, so nice.
We had an 85-year-old, because my mom was 43 when she had me, so we had an 85-year-old, a 65-year-old. We had a 10-year-old, or a 9-year-old, and a 4-year-old.
Oh.
And you know
how
what?
Wonderful.
It sounds daunting, right? I mean, it sounds... I remember I was planning the trip, and my mom was a planner. She was a planner, and she had been to Hawaii so many times we lost track. But she let me plan this, and I'm sure it was very hard to let go, but she did. She let go, and we had some really wacky adventures because, you know, we had somebody that threw themselves on the base of Diamond Head and refused to climb up until he fell in love with this beautiful Hawaiian girl who ended up staying with my husband and I the whole day and showing us places because our mothers had stayed at the very nice, you know, resort that we were staying at in Honolulu. So, but that's what you said is so true. You know, you can go out and do your little adventures, but make sure other people can have adventures, too, in a more contained spot when you're traveling. The funny, do you have time for just, like, a funny story?
Of course, Patty. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's November, and we're going to watch the Badgers play, and it's over Thanksgiving. And we get to the airport in Green Bay, and we have, you know, the boys had their coats on. I'm like, okay, everybody, take off your coats. Leave them in the car. So they left them in the car, and my mom gets out, and we get parked, and my husband meets us, and we're getting into, and my mother-in-law took her coat off, and we're getting in to go through security, and my mom had kept on her big blue down coat, which my husband carried dutifully all the way through Hawaii.
Oh.
We went to Kona, we went to Kauai. He was carrying,
man.
We didn't check the big blue coat.
Oh, the big blue coat. What a sweetie. Thank you, Patty, very much for your call. There are certain things, little helpful things. These are always good to know. I read in one of your blogs that some of the things you bring with you are earplugs, which are really good things to have on airplanes, I think, to block out the noise, and like a sleep mask, right?
Yep, so, absolutely.
So you can sleep, and you brought a blankie for your mom because she gets cold. I get cold on planes, too.
I get cold. It's freezing on planes.
I know.
Yeah.
Any other little things you always bring along that are helpful?
I always bring hand sanitizer.
Uh-huh.
And like naps, like, you know, those almost like wet nap kind of things.
Right.
I always wipe down. One of my biggest fears is just getting sick.
Yes.
So I always wipe everything down, just make sure everything's really, really clean while we go on there. I always bring water, and I always bring snacks and food.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been on planes where they've run out of food. And
that won't work.
I've been, exactly. You hardly get it now.
I know.
You don't get it. You got to buy it, right?
Right.
But I always bring food because mom needs to take her pills with food.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure that the airline will have nothing for me and that I've physically got to bring it on board.
Right.
So I bring water, bring food, sleep mask, earplugs, definitely something to keep mom warm because she mm-hmm. gets really, really cold.
Yeah. Denise writes on Facebook, for my 50th birthday, I took my daughter with me to Italy, as my husband didn't care to go. The trip was fabulous. Next spring, we'll be traveling to Costa Rica for my daughter's 30th birthday. The travel will continue.
Oh, that is wonderful, Denise. You are going to have a great time. I love Costa Rica.
I haven't been there. It's nice, huh?
Oh. Definitely put that on your list.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Patty, thanks for the call. Kelly in St. Paul, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to share, right after I got out of college, I traveled. My mom has some physical limitations, and my grandma had a lot of health problems, and they wanted to go to a wedding in Miami, and my mom asked me to travel with them to kind of help them out. And it was such a great trip that I ended up searching for a job down there afterward and moving there.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We just had just the most fun time and just made memories that I'll never forget, and it was great.
That's a life-changing trip on multiple levels.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Kelly, for your call. We'll take more in a moment. We're talking about... We're hearing great stories from everybody this hour. Traveling with aging parents or traveling with grandchildren. Val Grubb is our guest. She has a travel blog, Traveling with Aging Parents, and she soon is going to have a book, which will be a good thing. It's really ringing a bell here. Planes, Canes, and Automobiles, Connecting with Your Aging Parents Through Traveling. She and her mom have traveled all over the world. Her mom, a little less able to travel now as she is about to celebrate her 85th birthday, but they've been to China 6 times, in Australia, in Italy, in Thailand, and Alaska, and Costa Rica, as you just heard, all over, and have obviously a wonderful time, or they wouldn't keep doing it. And it sounds like many of you are doing this as well. To reach the conversation, 800-486-8655. The email is talk@wpr.org. Facebook page, The Kathleen Dunn Show. And we're on Twitter, and that's @KDunnShow. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We go next to, is it Charlene in Madison?
And my sisters and I to Mexico, and since then, every year we've traveled to another city in the United States, and it's just been a great travel. Every experience has been better than the next, and she usually chooses the city, and it's just a great time for us to bond and, you know, enjoy the cities, and we've learned so much about all the individual cities that we've traveled to. So,
and I missed the first part of your comments. Who are you traveling with?
I travel with my mom and my two sisters.
Oh.
And it started about 12 years ago when my oldest daughter graduated from high school. My mom said, hey, I'll take her on a trip, and I want to take you two girls as well. So it was my mom, my two sisters, my oldest daughter, and her, a close friend of hers. And when we were sitting around the pool in Mexico, she said, we ought to do this every year, but no kids allowed. So that meant my daughter was out. So it was just, it's been my mom and my two sisters and I. And since then, we've traveled to 11 different cities. I can't even name them all.
My.
Philadelphia, Nashville, Dallas, San Antonio, Boston. Actually, Boston was our last trip last September. And so just trying to accommodate Mom and all of our needs. And it's just been a real bonding experience. And I love this program today because my mom, it's been about 6 weeks that she passed away.
Oh.
And so we promised her that we would continue to take these trips, my two sisters and I, and so our last trip was to Boston, and that was her choice. She really wanted us to see Boston, and our next trip was supposed to be Montreal, but instead we're going to be meeting in near Minneapolis, and we will be actually going through photographs of Mom and just kind of commemorating her and her life, and so, but we plan on continuing our trips together, but this program has been just great to hear and kind of bittersweet. But
yes.
Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you. Thanks, Anne, for calling. Oh, there are so many people who've been touched by your stories here, Val.
Yeah, there's no amount of phone calls that you can do that say, I love you as much as being with somebody. Like, you
right.
just, I call my mom every day, and it's in between meetings and rushing to this and that and the other, and just to be able to connect with your parents, it's just wonderful. And I it's so interesting. This has been so inspirational for me as well. Like, I have to admit, I want to call Mom like right now. Let's go somewhere. And I even like Charlene's story. You know, one thing that I want to keep up is how to make sure that this goes on with my younger generation as well. So I have to admit, I'm already like starting to plot at when I can take my, you know, how old are my 3.5-year-old nieces need to be, to where I can start traveling with them to make sure that they
yes.
keep up.
Oh, they will love that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. This has been very inspirational for me.
Mm, yeah, and I got mixed up on my phone calls. That was Anne. So Anne, thank you for the call. I think this is Charlene. Is this Charlene? Hello. Yes, go right ahead. Charlene?
This is Harlene.
Oh, it's Harlene. Okay. Hi, Harlene.
Yes, well, I'm almost 80, but I just came back from taking my youngest grandson to Istanbul, Spain, and Italy.
Wow.
Wow.
To encourage the older grandson to keep up his Mandarin some years ago in high school, I offered him a trip to Hong Kong and China for graduation. And now this one kept up his Spanish, so we ended up over in Europe. And it was really interesting. I've taken them through the years all over the U.S. and Hawaii. I've used all my frequent flyer miles to take them around. I wanted them to know there's a great big world out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting traveling with another generation. You both have to make your little adjustments along the way, but it can be very rewarding also. And the older one got to Thailand, too, which the younger one was an ice hockey player. And needless to say, in the winter, ice hockey players don't get excused to go traveling.
Right.
But, yes, Thailand is also my favorite country. I've probably been there close to 50 times.
Oh, my goodness, Harlene.
Oh, Harlene, that's incredible.
I'd be living there if I didn't have grandchildren in this country. But when I got back, I asked my youngest grandson, I said, well, what was different than you expected it to be? And he just looked at me and he said, everything. So,
yeah, but
you
how you've expanded his world. How you have expanded his world is just...
True.
Yeah, they wanted him to realize that there's a lot of different things out there. And, of course, we hit all the best museums and so on. So it was indeed long and grueling, but worthwhile.
Yes, I'm sure it was. And what a treat for them, too. What a wonderful present for them. Catherine in Madison, hi.
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 Hi there. Yeah, I love this show. Probably about 20 years ago, my mother and my niece, who was then 9, and I all took a girls' trip, to England and Scotland. And what we did was we planned it out before we left. Everybody got a chance to make a list of what they wanted to do. And, of course, my niece wanted to have tea at Harrods, and she wanted to see castles. And so we planned the trip, and then we went over there. And one of my favorite highlights from that trip was we waited in line to go see a production of Shakespeare at the restored Globe Theater, and we waited in line and waited in line, and finally we got in, and my niece had never been that close to the actors before, and there was a fight scene in As You Like It, and she got so overwhelmed by the intensity of the drama that she passed out.
Oh, no.
So I had to carry my 9-year-old niece out of the theater and laid her out in the lobby, and news went backstage to the actors that this had happened, and so they started coming out, and one by one they would come out and say, you know, oh, are you the little girl that you know, passed out then? Well, it's all right. It's just a play. Nothing to worry about. And, you know, she's a writer now.
Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really wonderful, I think, to do intergenerational travel, you know, together. It's just a lot of fun because everybody, you know, she brought a childlike kind of quality to it, but my mother, who had traveled quite a bit, was able to sort of help her understand how to conduct herself when traveling, and I was sort of in the middle, and I was deputized to do all the driving, and I said, I'm not going to drive in London. I'll drive outside of London, but I'm not going to try and drive in London.
That's a good move, yeah.
Thank you so much, Catherine, for your call. Is your book out yet, Val, or not?
It is not. It publishes October 6th.
Oh, okay.
I'm so excited.
But you're still doing the blog.
I am, yeah. The blog, I blog each week. And I'm also on Facebook. I have Travel with Aging Parents, and I'm at Parent Travel.
Okay.
And at Val Grubb on Twitter. But, yeah, the book is in the printing process as we speak.
Oh, that's exciting, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah, it's great. Catherine, thank you. Allison in La Crosse, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to call and tell you how I got the traveling bug. I was, when I was growing up, we never went on trips with my parents. My parents went and vacationed, and we were babysat. So I had never really traveled anywhere, and I have 3 children. And so I started a thing where I do a solo trip with each of my children when they turn 16. And I've gone to Ireland with one of my sons and my other son. We went to Costa Rica. And the really fun part about it is that since I haven't ever traveled before, I really wasn't travel savvy. We had to figure everything out ourselves together.
And what an adventure.
And that just really changed our relationship a lot, I think. It put us on even ground.
Yes.
And it's been fantastic. And they are very excited about traveling now, and hopefully we can keep this going.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thanks so much for your call. Did your mom add to the book at all, or does she do any of the travel blog with you occasionally, Val?
She occasionally does. I actually do more video with her.
Oh.
Just because it's easier. And she has contributed quite a bit to the book, just in the fact that I've, you know, interviewed her, particularly in the last chapter. The last chapter is really dedicated from seniors to tell other seniors how they can travel with children. Because, you know, look, it's hard for us to, it's hard for, as an adult child, to try, it can be hard to travel with your parent. But guess what? It's just can be just as challenging on your parent to travel with us because we're so opinionated, we know it all, blah, blah, blah. And so Mom, as well as many others, contributed some really great advice on how to put up with us.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and it's nice to figure it all out together, too, because travel is hard, be you old or middle-aged or young, too. It is hard to travel. It takes a lot out of you.
It really does. It really does. And I, you know, I just love Allison's story about how it's them, you know, it's them against the world.
Right.
And that's what travel is anymore, because it used to be very glamorous, but now it is a challenge, but it's well worth it once you get to the other end. And as long as you look at it like an adventure and kind of go in with the right attitude, you're going to have the best time. You know, again, it's about being together. And if that's in O'Hare overnight because we're stuck, then that's part of the adventure. It's more we can talk about when we get home.
Well, I don't think I've ever talked to so many cheerful people in an hour as I have this hour. Everybody was cheerful with all these great stories. Val, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, Kathleen, this was really wonderful. I really appreciate chatting with you.
Yeah, it was fun. Val Grubb, her book is coming out. Her blog is Travel with Aging Parents, and that will be out in October. And we thank her so much for being with us. Thanks to KP Whaley for producing the hour, to Scotty Myers for on-air production here in our studios in downtown Milwaukee. Until tomorrow.